This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India stormed into the semi-final of ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, beating West Indies by 5 wickets in a must-win Super 8 clash at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata tonight, chasing a target of 196 runs set by the West Indies. Sanju Samson's unbeaten innings of 97 runs off just 50 balls and Tilak Varma's crucial 27-run innings helped the men in blue to chase the target with 4 balls remaining. Earlier, after being invited to bat first, West Indies made 195 runs at the loss of 4 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Roston Chase scored highest 40 runs. For India, Jasprit Bumrah bagged 2 wickets. Sanju Samson was adjudged player of the match for his unbeaten innings of 97 runs. Senior Iranian cleric Ayatollah Ali Reza Arafi will serve as country's interim supreme leader following the killing of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in a joint US-Israeli airstrikes. Iranian state media said the country has activated Article 111 of its constitution after Khamenei's death, triggering an emergency leadership arrangement in which a 3-member council assumes the supreme leader's powers until a permanent successor is chosen. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, along with top Iranian leaders, were killed in the large US-Israeli strikes targeting country's military and government sites in Tehran yesterday. Iranian state media today said a 40-day state mourning has been declared in the country following country's supreme leader's death. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held talks with his counterparts from several Gulf countries, including UAE, Saudi Arabia and Qatar, stressing the need for de-escalation through dialogue and diplomacy. Indian embassies in West Asia have urged its nationals to follow advisories issued in view of the prevailing situation in the region. Indian embassy in Kuwait also continues to assist Indian nationals stranded in the country due to temporary airspace shutdown. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated Dedicated to the Nation and laid the foundation stone of infrastructure projects worth over 4,400 crore rupees at Madurai in Tamil Nadu this afternoon. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the event marks a proud chapter in Tamil Nadu's development journey.
We have laid foundation stones, inaugurated and dedicated to the nation projects worth over 4,400 crore rupees. These projects will transform connectivity, boost the economy, create jobs and transform lakhs of people's lives. Better roads for farmers to reach markets, easier travel for pilgrims and tourists, faster transport for businesses. Building high-quality infrastructure is about empowering people.
Mr. Modi said the projects unveiled today include 3 new Akashwani FM relay transmitters at Kumbakonam, Yerkod and Vellur. He said these transmitters will expand regional coverage, ensure uninterrupted FM broadcasting and enhance access to public broadcasting services across multiple districts of the state.
I am pleased to inaugurate Akashwani's new FM relay transmitters in Kumbakonam, Yerkad and Vellore. These radio stations will be dedicated to your service from today.
Later in the day, Prime Minister Modi addressed a public meeting organized by the NDA in Madurai. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi launched development projects worth over 2,700 crore rupees in Puducherry this morning. Jan Aushadhi Saptah 2026, an outreach initiative to create awareness about affordable and quality generic medicines, commenced today with health checkup camps across the country. The Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers said the week-long celebrations will lead up to 8th Jan Aushadhi Divas. It's added that as part of the program, health checkup camps are being organized by the Department of Pharmaceuticals till 5th of this month at more than 250 locations nationwide. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney arrived in Delhi this evening after a productive Mumbai leg of his 4-day visit to India. He was received by Union Minister Jitin Prasad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney will hold delegation-level talks at Hyderabad House in New Delhi tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.